What do we have here? Could you be a hero? I do so love me some heroes. So, why is it you're coming to me then? Don't tell me you're someone that's looking to become a villain now. What would Big Papa All Might think of that? No, no. I see that lovely look in your eye. You think you can honestly stop me? Right at my base, with all my goons, all my henchmen, just waiting to slaughter you. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you saying something? Because I was this close to grabbing you with all five fingers. Now, I don't need to explain myself, do I? Well, the way I see it is you can try and apprehend me, and you can die a horrible, painful death, being reduced to ashes, or you can take option two, which is a mystery. You wouldn't want to get a game over on level one. That'd be embarrassing. After all, I can tell just fine that if you were to lift a finger against me, all it would take is just five of mine. You'd be dead before you know it. So take it from me. You should definitely go with option two. It probably feels better than disintegration. Bing bong! Time's up! What'll it be, dear? I mean, it'd be such a waste to not put something as pretty as you to good use. You're like a rare item. So, if you would be so kind as to come with me, my dear, we'll put that pretty body of yours to good use. No, no, no. It's just to do a little testing. After all, it's not like we're dedicating your body to science yet. We'll see. Crossing that road when we get there, you know how it is. Oh, surely you can do better than that. You're not even putting your heart into it. If you're going to hit someone, hit them hard. You can't actually think that you'd be able to break your way out of a place like this, did you? And besides, it's game over. You've already selected option two. So now, step into the mystery room, won't you? You don't actually mean to resist me, do you? Oh, my sweet little darling. There's no need to resist. What do you think I am? A villain? No, I wouldn't dream of hurting you too much. That begs the question, dear hero. Why did you even try? It couldn't have possibly gone your way. Was this just some kind of elaborate suicide mission? Or did you really come to join us? I guess it doesn't matter now. So, I was thinking, maybe we should get to know each other a little better. And what better way than agonizing pleasure? Oh, I bet you thought I was gonna say agonizing pain, but that's oh so cliche. What kind of villain these days doesn't try and cause agonizing pain? Let's just say, I'm far too gracious for such things. My goals are much less uncouth than those other villains. Yes, I'm saying it. I'm not like other villains. I'm much cooler than them. And I happen to think that you'll enjoy things here. After all, with a body like that, you won't have a choice. Do you see that in front of you? It's oh so devilishly pure. A room that would normally be used for torture, but I've repurposed it for sorts. You see, a man of my many talents has a lot of ideas that just are too advanced for other like-minded but simple villains. So I've decided I'm going to make you into my first little slave. You won't be able to live without my touch, let alone if I'm away from you for 5 minutes. How does it sound? You'll be so enthralled, you'll want to risk your life just to get my touch. What's that, hero? You'll never give in? That's what I wanted to hear. You're just dying to know your fate, aren't you? So first, let's strap this lovely lady up to this machine, shall we? If you would, nameless goons. One shackle, and then another, and then we just let you hang a bit. How does it feel to be completely at my mercy, hero? And don't think about using your quirk. It doesn't work here. I'll explain why after. You see, we can't have you squirming out too much. Otherwise, you might disturb the other guests. We wouldn't want that. What would our neighbors think of our beautiful establishment? Why, we'd be ruined. Nobody would want to come stay here anymore. All you heroes would avoid it like the plague because of our brand new product. Oh, did I skip introducing it? You see, there's this little shot. I once used it on someone a while back. It makes you feel excruciating pain, nonstop, in fact. It won't ever kill you, but you'll want to kill yourself. So instead, I thought, what's even worse than always feeling in pain? You see, you get used to something that's a constant pain, if it doesn't continuously escalate, that is. And this one kind of mellowed out. It was agonizing. It did its work, but it was nothing beyond, well, you see, what's worse than ultimate pain? It's very simple, really. Ultimate pleasure. So much that it's all you can think about. That's what I thought. Until I tested and tested, I made so many people happy, so many people sad. I made people who had families abandon them just for me. How do you think that feels? Let alone how accomplished I felt as a scientist. It's just a little modest little project for me. You know, what people usually call his hobbies. But I think it's just a bit more than that now. You see, I perfected this, and it's oh so good at making heroes like you be more honest with yourselves. Especially you. You look like you've got a sensitive body. And let's just test that out, shall we? No, no, don't try and kick me. I might accidentally grab you. And then I'll kill you on accident. We wouldn't want that now, would we? I'll just use one finger and run it up and down your sweet little body. Come on, just relax. You still have clothes on, don't you? I'm just touching your sweet little tender bits through the clothing. It's oh so delectable, don't you think? You know, girls like you, you're the easiest ones to prey on for me. Because you're all so submissive by nature. At least the ones with your look in the eye. And you know what? I don't think I mind. I'll just torture you a bit. Make that body of yours more honest. What happens if I'm a little bit rougher? Maybe if I grab you by that tender little bit? You know exactly what I'm talking about. Or maybe if you don't, I'll just show you. Maybe you're too innocent. But we can change that. Just like that. I know you enjoy the forceful stuff. Or else you wouldn't be blushing when I'm touching you here. Is it the sense of danger? Are you getting off to it already? And I'm touching you through what looks to be such thick clothing. Why, I'm sure you're just a big pervert. But I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. After all, female perverts like you are never quite labeled that way. They're just labeled as innocent little girls. But that's okay. I'm here to show you what you really are. So, without further ado, shall we begin? Oh, my apologies. I guess we already had begun, as I seem to be grinding my fingers against your pelvis. Or would you prefer I call it something dirtier, you slut? Oh, pardon me. That might be too demanding of a word for you. You're my little pet. I'm your master. Would you prefer slave, pet, slut? It's your choice. But my hands seem to be grinding against, well, your most precious place. Does that bother you, that a villain's touching your little slit? Even if it's through your clothing, you seem to be squirming so nicely. And besides, what's the matter? We're just getting started. We've only been at it a few minutes. But I seem to think you might be into BDSM, because you're already wet through your clothes. Is your little slutty little slit getting too much action from the thought of me being this dominant with you? Maybe showing you that I think you're just a little plaything made you realize just how womanly you are. No, no, I'm not sexist. I just see what I see every day. And we haven't even got to the fun part yet. Besides, I have something to test on you. You see this cute little syringe? It's going to be injected into that sweet, sensitive little neck of yours. Then we're gonna watch you writhe. Oh, no, 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 no. Like I said, pleasure is so much worse than pain. Just like this, I wouldn't squirm if I were you. I might rip open an artery, and that would be a shame, because then you'd bleed and I'd have to, well, it gets messy. I don't want to make a mess of this sweet little room. We're just getting started. You're my little pet. Why don't you say it? Say it. You know you could be a good little girl. It's so, so pleasing to hear you beg. You were so, so in control before, weren't you? My little touching of that sweet little clit of yours was just teasing you. Your breath may have gotten short, but you still had a scowl on your face, even through your blush. But now that the sweet needle is about to sink into your flesh, you finally understand your position, don't you? You're just a bitch in heat, and I'm going to massacre your body until you can't live without me, until all you think about is me, until you're nothing but a little sex slave who's been reduced from a great hero into my little pet. You're going to want nothing but for me to touch your sopping wet pussy. Sounds like a plan, doesn't it? And here, I'll even give you an interesting choice. You can either be defiled by me normally, or you can feel it exquisitely with this lovely little needle. What's it gonna be, hero? How innocent are you, really? What's that, hero? I couldn't hear you over you being a bitch in heat, and all I'm doing is rubbing you. I'm rubbing your uncomfortable little pussy. You really are meant to be a pet for me to breed or not, to make you come as I see fit. But, my little dear, you haven't said it loud enough. So why don't you make it clear what you are? Say it. I can't hear you. I bet you'd be touching your own little clit if I wasn't. So, why don't you tell me? Oh, that's rich. You're such a bitch in heat. Why don't we dose you up now? Just a warning, there's no going back. No cure yet. I haven't developed one, so you're stuck like this for life, maybe. There, looks like the baby's all ready to give up. Yeah, I could feel it. My fingers that were digging into your pussy a little could feel it tense up when I actually delivered the payload. You're... Oh, you look raring to go, don't you? Oh, that cute little body of yours just can't get enough of it now, can you? I love seeing you, your panting breaths. How you grind against my hand for more pleasure. You're just a bitch in heat that I'm choosing to give my time to. You should feel honored that your master sees fit to use your little slutty body. It's amazing how fast you caved, hero. Don't you have any morals? Do you know what I'm gonna make you do? If you want to get sexual satisfaction, I'm gonna make you have to do such horrible acts. But not too horrible. I have to keep my reputation as being a nice guy. Well, let's get started, shall we? To prove that you're my little slut, I'm gonna release you from those chains. I'll even give you a weapon. That's how much I know that you're feeling it. So with that, you'll have a choice. You'll even be able to walk out and never see me again. You'll be free. But the catch is, you'll also have access to some nice little tools for yourself. I know how you bitches in heat love your little toys, don't you? After all, if it's not me, you'll get lonely. And if it's not something, you'll go insane. Rip, rip goes the clothes as they fall to the floor, and suddenly you're just in your bra and panties. How cute, hero. You almost look innocent if you weren't trying to squeeze your thighs together to stop wetness from escaping your sweet, slobbery cunt. I love watching it. Watching you writhe in this wonderful suffering of pleasure. Can't you realize I could hogtie you right... Wait a second. That's a good idea. Don't hold your breath too much or you won't be able to breathe. I'll choke you with four fingers, okay? Now what's that? Do you like my fingers against your throat? I can see your pussy slobbering even more. So why don't I increase the pleasure? Why don't I increase the pain? Oh, your expression when you're choking, trying to breathe in vain, with my cruel hands wrapped around you, is so adorable. And why? Why are those tender little nipples of yours poking even through that bra? It's hilariously stupid. You're so gloriously feminine, aren't you? A bitch in heat. A true female example. And especially how your cunt just wants more and more. I can tell. And besides, as you stick your tongue out, begging for air, you won't get it that way. Oh, I know how to choke someone just like you until... You didn't actually just come, did you? You actually squirted at me. Isn't that hilarious? You're already squirting at me and I'm just choking you like a bitch in heat. You're just a riot, aren't you? Isn't that last breath? After coming to just the best, the ecstasy of knowing your life is in my hands. Well, it's almost in my hands. But if it was really, you'd be dead. But let's just face it. What your eyes are telling me right now is you want to be hogtied and fucked. So I'll give you what you want if you really beg for it. Crawl on your hands and knees. I want you to kiss my feet. Tell me all the things you'll do for it. Will you pledge your everything to me? Do it, or you won't get anything. You'll just be locked in here, tied up, and you won't even be able to touch your little pussy. Is that the best you can do, groveling at my feet? I'm sure you can think of something more rewarding, like putting that mouth of yours to good use. Now, I'm gonna face fuck you. But not before you're tied up. Admit it. Say you're my pet. Say you will do anything for me. It's the truth. I can see it in your eyes. And besides, that's the only way you're getting hogtied and face fucked. Besides, a bitch in heat like you couldn't do anything without me. Isn't that right, you submissive little slut? Oh, sorry, we're not supposed to use those terrible words. But why is it every time I use them, your pussy seems to start twitching? It's hilarious. It makes me want to kick you like this. That's right. I'll toy with that little pussy of yours with my foot. I don't even need to use my hands because you're not worth it. Until you prove yourself, that is. Why should I hogtie and face fuck you? Is that the best you can do? Come on. You can prove your worth to me. Make me feel something. Going for my cock, are you? That'll only get you so far. You're 10 years too early to really try and please me. That's a good little slut. I'm so glad that you're listening. Oh, you're so good at being my pet, aren't you? Oh, that's a good little girl. Once a hero, now a pet. How the world works in mysterious ways. You'll serve me and do whatever I want, won't you? All right. Let's get you hogtied, shall we? Oh, what a beautiful sight. Seeing you tied up like that. It really exemplifies how beautifully slutty your body is. So much curves, your breasts being squeezed by the ropes, and that one rope digging so gloriously into your pussy it hurts. Just watching. So, why don't you squirm a little? I'm sure you won't get too much rug burn on that clit of yours. Especially not with how wet you are now. It's actually kind of startling how wet you are. Being strung up like this, I can spin you around. I can watch that tight little cunt of yours open and close, greedy for something more. I wonder what that is. Maybe you can spell it out to me. Oh, you'd put it so crudely, my little bitch in heat. Saying my cock like that. What would your parents think? You're giving yourself so willingly to a villain like me. Would they be proud? Would they be disgusted? Would they disown you? Isn't it exciting? Shall we have people watch? Shall I record this and send it to them? How about this? I'll only go forward if you agree. I'll send it to them, and you'll have to... Well, you'll have to come many times for me. Not that you have a choice in the matter. I'm sure the drug will make you do that and shoot that sweet little stream of your little squirt all over the place. What's the matter? Are you getting excited about me gazing into your pussy like this? Shall I spread it for you? Oh, yes. Look at all your insides just leaking fluid. We gotta give you something to drink. Otherwise, you'll get dehydrated. Allow me. How about that? Do you like choking on my dick? I'm sure you do. You must love the flavor of my pre-cum in your mouth. It's the only drink you're getting for a while. I'll give you a nice little dish. I'll name it Bitch. It'll be just for you. Yeah, just like that. Take it, you little slut. I'm gonna face fuck you out of this world. You're gonna be my villain plaything. You're gonna be a villain, isn't that right? You'll be a villain for me. Look at your daughter, nameless parents out there. I'm just showing her what she truly is. You must have known she was like this from day one. Isn't that right? Well, enjoy the little face fuck fest. Yes, just like that, little slave. Do you like how rough I'm pulling you in? Shoving it all the way down your throat. You better not choke on me now. But don't worry. If you do, I'll just make you punished that much more. Yes. I'm gonna shoot that sweet cum into your mouth, and you better not swallow it, you hear me? Just like that. Savor it. It's there for you, my little cum dumpster. I'm gonna pour it into that sweet mouth of yours, and you're gonna savor the flavor until I say you can swallow it. If you miss a single drop, I'll make you lick it off the floor. Here's my gift to you, little pet. I hope it's not too salty of a load. There's oh so much of it, isn't there? But I bet you love it. Get used to my flavor. Get addicted, little slut. Oh, what a good little pet. Suck it in. Yes, good girl. Oh, yes. Savor it in your mouth. Now stick out your tongue and show me that you're savoring it. Oh, yes. Oh, good girl. You can be a nice little obedient pet, can't you? Well, this is just the first lesson. You see, you're gonna have to earn your way to getting me to do what you really want. And no, I didn't say you could swallow it yet. Swish it in your mouth. Enjoy it, little pet. Never forget that flavor. It's gonna be your meals from here on out. We'll have a nice little dish for you. It'll just have lots of little cum for you. What's that, little pet? Oh, yes. You want it in your pussy, don't you? Well, too bad. I'm gonna make sure that you don't get to enjoy it in your pussy. I'll just slap it around a bit. What about that? You'll have to earn it. For now, I'm just gonna make you sore in that sweet little cunt of yours. Lesson two, we'll see what lesson two is. But you better be grateful, little pet. I'm just getting started with you, and there's no escape. Now, I'm just gonna close the door, and I guess you can swallow my cum now. Is it good? Do you feel its stickiness down your throat? Well, we'll see how you are in 10 hours, okay?